Dollar Tree, they're starting to move into posher areas now. Apparently, some of the places, you know, in ritzy neighborhoods where the brick-and-mortar places are closing, is Dollar Tree becoming the new Spirit Halloween store?
Yeah, I think so. The Woody and Jim Show is presented by Green Ventures Landscaping. Get thicker grass, better color, and fewer bare spots with turf application. Visit greenventureslandscaping.com.
You know, it is amazing. As we reach a certain age, we kind of become teenagers again.
We get fixated on petty things and
petty
the drama.
Arguments. Yeah.
Yeah. There's something about older people that get together for any kind of organized activity.
Right. Like if they're playing a game, if they're doing
something. Cards, yeah. They're going to do, you know, playing bingo, whatever.
Everybody's got an issue with something.
Everybody seems to be caught up with the drama with Barbara. At the Mahjong group, wherever this lady is.
So, whatever that is. I mean, that's like a card game old ladies play,
It involves tiles.
Okay, so it's kind of like...
Yeah, you flip tiles.
All right. Yeah, that does make sense.
Okay. And so one person was videoing her mom talking in the front seat of the car about the drama at her Mahjong group. And hundreds of thousands of people are watching these videos, like, describing what's going on with Barbara.
They said, we're done with her. We're not playing. We're not playing with the cheater anymore. And that's why several people have stopped going on Monday nights because of Barbara.
Barbara.
Yeah. Barbara's ruining everything.
Mm. I guess she did some stuff that was, really bad. She put her tile down, said she didn't want it. And then it was going on to Diane. And then Barbara said, I want the tile. They said, you can't do that. She took it anyway.
Oh, my God. I love how they put the horror music behind.
Yeah, Barbara's a force that cannot be stopped. And she even made fun of Diane.
And they go, I know. She can't do that.
You can't do that.
That's why several people have stopped going on Monday nights because of Barbara.
Monday nights are ruined because Barbara.
What are we going to do now?
My mother was exactly like this.
Oh yeah.
She used to play dominoes. She used to do, like, some kind of crafting thing every week.
Uh-huh.
And it was always drama.
Yeah.
It was like, Peggy!
Yeah.
She didn't do a new... She said she was going to do a new craft for this Christmas. But you know what she did? She did the same craft as last year, but she added glitter. That's not a new craft. Like, oh my God, there was always some kind of drama.
There's always elderly lady games that nobody knows what they are, but they play them all. Like, there's, Mahjong, there's Euchre.
Mm-hmm.
There's, what is it? Bunko?
Oh, yeah.
What is Bunko?
For a while, like in the early 2000s, like some people were really into Bunko. They had Bunko parties.
They had Bunko nights.
You had to go to a party where they taught you Bunko.
Right.
You're like, okay, we can't play this week because we're going to spend all our time teaching you.
Teaching you how to play Bunko.
And then we're going to play next week. And people are like, I love Bunko. And then they never went again.
It always involved dice, alcoholic beverages, and scented candles, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
A couple celebrity deaths. We found out yesterday that Robert Duvall, actor, classic from The Godfather and Apocalypse Now, passed away at the age of 95. And just this morning, they announced that Jesse Jackson, civil rights leader and also former presidential candidate, has died at the age of 84.
So at the Olympics, things are getting really great for our team Olympians that are over aged 40.
Nice.
Elena Myers Taylor captured her first Olympic gold in the monobob, which is where you push the bobsled, then you jump on, and then you steer it, and then you break it. It's like you do it all.
It's a one person thing, huh?
It's the lonely kids sport. Taylor at age 41.
Good deal.
In her fifth Olympic Games, got the gold medal, tying the U.S. Women's Winter Olympic medal record, and she becomes the oldest American female winter champion. She's also a mom of two special needs children.
Wow.
It's just incredible. She's still achieving at this level.
And she's doing it all.
Yeah, and fellow American Kaylee Armbruster Humphreys, also 40. Took bronze, making them the first women in their 40s to win Olympic bobsled medals.
Yeah, I love that. That's very cool.
And the U.S. I can't talk. I need another coffee. U.S. women's hockey team They continue to dominate. They have outscored their opponents 31-1.
Yeah, it was like 5-0 versus Sweden yesterday.
Yep, they're going to play gold against Canada tomorrow afternoon.
Love it. There's been rumors swirling, of course, about the Tennessee Titans changing their logo. Pretty much it's been confirmed that, yeah, they're going to go with the bland thing. But then I saw another one saying that the rumor was that they're going to actually drop the name Titans and be known as the Tennessee Tennesseans.
Now, come on.
That can't be true.
That's ridiculous.
If that were true, I would personally drive over to Metro Center and help them pack their U-Haul. Say, get out!
Go back to Houston or Memphis where you were for a little while. Just get out of here.
So, yeah, that can't be true. I was talking to one of my old radio buddies last night, a guy named Chris Van Dyke. It's a very radio name. Hi, I'm Chris Van Dyke.
Says Woody Wood.
Yeah, exactly. His real name is Dennis. I won't tell you my real name. But anyway, he's on the phone with me. I worked with him like approximately 2,000 years ago in El Paso, Texas.
Yeah.
And now he lives in Georgia, and he just got married for, I think, the third time.
Okay.
And anyway, he said that he and his new-ish bride decided they would try to spice things up for Valentine's Day.
Okay.
And so they brought whipped cream into the bedroom. And he said,
okay,
the first time I've ever done this, while it's sexy in movies, it's absolutely disgusting in real life because of all the stickiness.
Oh, yeah.
And you're rolling around in it.
It's dairy.
Yeah, it is. And it's dairy. Exactly.
It's like,
if you're
milk.
Lactose intolerant, it could be the end for you.
You know, how good is it? Does milk smell when you spill it and just leave it there?
Old milk, yeah.
Right.
And we got on the topic of stuff that is sexy in movies but disgusting in real life. And that includes things like, you know, rolling around, having, you know, relationships on the beach, you know, because you're rolling around, that sand gets everywhere, and it's just disgusting.
Yeah. I don't remember what movie it was. I think it was, it was an old movie, like Thomas Crown Affair, where they're getting busy on the stairs.
On the stairs?
So somebody's got their back, like, on the stairs, and, like, are you kidding
that
me?
That can't be comfortable.
That's not comfortable. Not even sexy. That's just like, ow.
Yeah.
Ow.
Yeah. It's like, you know, in a sexy movie where somebody slams somebody up against a wall and starts making out with them. So it's like, yeah, but you're going to get like drywall in your hair and everything. It's going to be terrible. Or kissing in a swimming pool while it's romantic and wonderful in a movie is disgusting. You go, ew.
Chlorine.
Yeah, chlorine. Ew.
Yeah, I just saw that Wuthering Heights movie.
Oh yeah,
on Friday.
Yeah, there's lots of making out.
Awful. Yeah, but it's like, yeah, it's ridiculous. Like, we're having fun in the barn on hay.
On hay,
it's gross.
And the smell of animals.
Right.
This is not sexy.
Is that horse urine? Wow, I'm in the mood.
Who knew that horse urine would be an aphrodisiac? We had no idea. All right, well, get out there, you guys. Go be romantic and stuff. Happy Fat Tuesday, or as
That's
I
right.
call it, Tuesday. That means that Lent begins tomorrow.
Tomorrow you're supposed to settle down.
That's right.
Cool it. Restrain yourself.
Yes, until Easter. It's also the Chinese New Year. Today we welcomed the Year of the Fire Horse.
Actually, I saw a picture of it on the news.
Yeah.
And it looked like something somebody would paint on their van in the 70s or 80s, the side of it, like with a moon at the top.
Yeah, the three wolf moon.
Yeah.
With the fire horse.
Exactly.
Why does anybody paint their vans anymore?
People really, like, when I was a kid, I just remember, like, people really expressing themselves
yes.
on the side of their vans.
Yeah.
I remember there was a guy that lived across the street from me when I was a little kid. He was, like, I don't know, young and single. He was, like, 30, living with his parents.
Oh, yeah.
And he had this, like, old, like, sedan that was all beat up.
Yeah.
And for the bicentennial, 1976.
Wow.
He took red, white, and blue house paint. And painted, like, stripes and stars all over his car.
He made it his own.
He wanted to express his love for country.
He was America.
Can you imagine anybody doing that now with their $85,000 truck?
I know, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, honey, I grabbed some house paint.
Yeah, if you got a Cybertruck, anything is an improvement, so.
Yeah, that's true. Feeling good, like I should. When in the blue, I'll go around the neighborhood.
Sometimes the sweetest things can just happen from just little simple gestures. There's a girl, 4 years old. Her name is Brimley. She's at the Cleveland Children's Hospital awaiting a heart transplant. Mm. And just for fun, one night from her hospital room, right across the street, there was a big building under construction. And she and her dad were there and decided to flash a flashlight at the construction workers.
And
to their surprise, they flashed back. And they started flashing back and forth. And finally, the construction guys put up a sign saying, "Get well soon."
Oh,
that's really sweet. And they put up a sign in her room saying, "You know, waiting on a heart. Thank you very much." And since then, the construction workers, they've got into a habit of checking in with her every day.
Oh,
at the
awesome.
End of their shift, even though they're working on different parts of the building, they come over and flash the flashlight at it. They sent over, you know, a giant stuffed bear that was three times her size.
Oh, all kinds
of stuff like that. And yeah, really, it touched their hearts.
You know, it really changed my perspective on a lot of things. And I think a lot of the guys around here felt the same. And we just, that connection started growing every day.
Yeah. They even though they say they're working on a different part of the building, they still, at the end of the day, come and check on her.
Make sure they go over and yeah. Continue their flashlight buddy duties.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, some little simple thing that they've got a bond together. And Brimley's mom said, you know, it's really changed her attitude and it lifted her spirits.
They love her, so I'm glad that we were able to do that and give her some hope too, you know.
That's very cool.
Yeah. If you want to see the video of them flashing their lights and messaging each other and see her. She's a beautiful little girl.
Really is, yeah.
Check it out on the Totally Hits and Woody and Jim Facebook page and at totallyhitsnashville.com. So we had the family over yesterday, my daughter and her husband and my son.
Yeah.
And so we were having dinner and, you know, we were just talking about our day. My wife and my son, they both work for government agencies, so they had the day off.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, my daughter, she had to go into work. She works downtown. And so I was like, oh, yeah, how was the traffic with it being a holiday and stuff? She's like, yeah, it wasn't bad. It was like 2015 Nashville traffic. And I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, a little lighter than usual.
Yeah.
I was like, we could start doing traffic reports by...
By the
like
year?
The year that it was in Nashville, if you've been here a while.
Yeah.
Because, like, if you remember back during the pandemic in 2020.
Yeah. It was hardly any traffic.
It was like 2002 Nashville traffic.
It was.
When nobody was going to work.
Right.
And it was like, you know, you could get to downtown from, you know, a reasonable place like Mount Juliet in like 15, 20 minutes.
I know. Those were the days.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know what it's like out there right now because we don't have any traffic center.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say it's like 2024 traffic today.
Which is bad.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad. Anything like 2023 and beyond is really bad.
Yeah.
2010s? Yeah, it's pretty. It's heavy, but it's not unbearable.
Yeah.
2000s? Oh, man, those were the glory days.
2000, yeah.
Let's hope tomorrow is 2008 traffic in Nashville.
Anybody is putting together a pie graph of traffic. Totally Hits 93.3, 95.1 in Murfreesboro. It's Gender Wars time, brought to you by our friends at Tree Fellers. Get rid of those trees that are in the way.
Let's go to localtreefellers.com. Tree Fellers!
For the guys, we have Mark in Bellevue. For the ladies, Hello. We have our emergency contact, Gina.
Good morning.
Oh, no.
Show host Gina's.
Oh, no.
She stepped in to play against Mark.
You can hear the fear in Mark's voice.
Gina, if you have any mercy on me, my mother-in-law just had a knee replacement, and she would really love these tickets. So
she wants to win.
That's who I'm playing for today. It's not for me. It's for someone else.
Oh, wow.
Okay, I'll try and take it easy.
Gina, does DeWalt sell tires, barbecue grills, or power tools?
Power tools.
That's correct.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry.
All right, Mark. Did Sandra Bullock star in 2, 4, or 6 Miss Congeniality movies?
Two is right. Yes.
Yeah.
All tied up.
All right.
That's how you do it.
Gina, who played the Joker in the two most recent Joker movies?
Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh, yeah. Yes. You got it out there.
Oh, nice.
I think you were cheating. I could hear your baby Paisley giving you answers in the background.
She's probably miming the answer to you.
All right, Mark, expect more, pay less is the long-running slogan of what department store with a red and white logo?
TJ Maxx?
No, it's Target.
No, it's Target.
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 Mm. I suppress all of my Target memories. It's like its own line item budget in my house.
Right? It's a sore spot.
Mark has been triggered.
Say more. It's not price, it's quantity is the issue.
Ah, okay. Fireball is a whiskey that tastes like what?
Oh, gosh. Cinnamon.
She beat me.
She cannot not win. She's competitive.
We have a nice prize for you anyway, Mark, okay?
Oh, thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Mark, you go into the Stones versus Beatles trivia band show at TPAC on March 10th. We'll be there hosting the show. And we'll get to meet your mother-in-law.
Yay!
Nice.
Thanks to both of you. We appreciate you playing. Jen DeVorest with Woody and Jim at Totally Hits 93.3.
I won't back down. That could have been the battle cry at a pickleball tournament.
There's a pickleball country club in Florida, and a dispute broke out.
Yes.
They had to call 911.
We're at First Creek Pickleball Court. And there's a fight that's broken out, and we need help.
How many people are fighting?
There's about 20 people.
Any weapons?
No. I mean, somebody hit somebody with a pickleball paddle, hit somebody in the head.
It resulted in felony charges for a 63-year-old man and his wife who paddled somebody to the head.
Oh, no.
20 people involved in this fight.
All swinging their pickleball rackets at each other.
It all got because somebody got into somebody else's kitchen. If you've ever played pickleball, there's like a little area near the court, or near the net, rather, that like you're not allowed to step into that till a certain part of the game.
Okay.
If you step into that, that's a violation.
If you jump in there prematurely.
Somebody got into the kitchen.
Oh, see, yeah.
And they were accused of being in the kitchen, and apparently that's how things got ugly. There was a fist fight with 20 people. Two seniors go to jail.
Nothing so violent since the Canadian cheating at curling incident.
Yeah. I mean, people are... The guy's 63 years old.
Yeah.
Right? Like, why are you getting so heated about pickleball? I've played pickleball with people of all ages from 20 to 80.
Yeah.
And some people are they're a little nuts about it.
Uh-huh.
Like, I think it's the same kind of... Like, I played against guys that are like, okay, maybe you're 60 or 70 now.
Yeah.
But back in the 80s or 90s, you were the one like yelling at the coach trying to fulfill your unfulfilled dreams.
Oh.
Because your kid isn't playing.
Because, you're a retired little league coach.
Yeah.
Trying to make your child do what you couldn't.
And now that guy is like getting super competitive.
Yeah.
At the Y.
Yeah.
At the pickleball court. Seniors, I don't know what it is. Like, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
But it is to them.
If you drive, over here by the radio station, over by Sam's Club, it used to be the Nashville Athletic Club, the NAC, and now it's called Pickleball Kingdom. And there's always a ton of cars out there.
Oh, yeah.
So who knows what kind of violence is going on behind those walls.
There's people that are, like, waiting in line, like, to get to play pickleball because there's only like one or two courts.
Right, right.
Yeah. And then the rest of the people are like, hey, no cutters. Don't get in line. We're going to play pickleball next.
I got a pickleball racket and I'm not afraid to use it.
We got winners. No, we called it.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Well, we know so far in the Nancy Guthrie abduction case, the family and any family members have all been cleared by police, so they're no longer being looked at. And they've noticed that the backpack and some of the other items that they saw in the surveillance video were purchased from Walmart.
Yeah.
We don't know if they know much more than that, but that's it so far. And you said the reward has gone up due to a donation?
A private attorney has also thrown in $100,000. I guess through Crime Stoppers, which I guess you don't have to give your personal information. But how do they get you the money?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have no idea. Leave it out on the porch. Yeah. I'll come get it.
Come get it.
But look the other way.
Dollar Tree, my girlfriend's favorite store, of course, they're starting to move into posher areas now. Apparently, some of the places, you know, in ritzy neighborhoods where the brick and mortar places are closing, they're being taken over by Dollar Tree stores, which are now $1.25, which a lot of people are very disgruntled about. Is Dollar Tree becoming the new Spirit Halloween store?
I think so. With these, I mean, basically, everything that's got a building is closing up and shutting down. So, yeah, there's somebody goes in for the cheap rent.
Yeah, I guess so.
So, have you seen the deep fake video of Brad Pitt fighting Tom Cruise on a rooftop?
It's scary good.
It's incredible.
It looks amazingly accurate and real.
It looks as good as any of the movies that they've been in.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, I never saw that movie because it doesn't exist.
Right.
Well, it's a deep fake, and apparently now ByteDance, who is the company in charge of TikTok, they've got an AI thing that I guess created that one, and they're saying they're going to crack down on copyrighted images. Not because it's wrong, but just because Disney threatened them.
Yes.
Disney said, we're going to come at you like Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt on a rooftop.
Yeah.
And punch your lights out.
It's scary how real it looks.
It really is.
It really is. It's
unseasonably beautiful.
It's going to be warm, so, you know, maybe frolic in the backyard with the dogs later.
Yeah, yeah. Enjoy today. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have fun. Thanks for listening to Woody and Jim with Totally Hits 93.3.